feel like a woman.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away. In the sticks, I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. Her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yep, yep.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine taking responsibility for the killing of a top Russian general. Lieutenant General Igor Krylov was killed by a bomb in Moscow, that explosive strapped to a scooter. ABC's Ian Pannell with more.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
In Madison, Wisconsin, police still searching for a motive after a female teen student killed a teacher and fellow classmate at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday, wounding six others. Luigi Mangione, the suspected gunman in the killing of United Healthcare CEO, expected to waive extradition at a court hearing this Thursday in Pennsylvania. House Intel Committee members getting a classified briefing today about recent drone sightings in the Northeast. The federal government has said there's no risk to the public. This is ABC News. 25 films being added to the Library of Congress's National Film Registry.
The registry includes films the Library of Congress deems culturally, historically, or aesthetically important. This year, Beverly Hills Cop makes the list.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life.
Other 80s movies now on the registry include Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
And Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Mrs. Kelly!
From 1962, The Miracle Worker, about Helen Keller and her teacher. The oldest film added this year, a silent Edison short from 1895 of a woman dancing in a flowing dress. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new milestone for Threads. Meta's platform is up to 300 million users, with more than 100 million going to the site each day. Mark Zuckerberg has said Threads has a good chance now of becoming his company's next billion-user app. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today. Snow developing late this afternoon. Highs upper 20s. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow. Lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds. Highs near 20. Be listing for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers at Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15. Here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Madison police say they know who shot and killed a teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday, but still don't know why. Madison police identify her as 15-year-old Natalie Samantha Rupnow. She killed a teacher and student, wounded six others, and then say she took her own life. Police Chief Sean Barnes will have more information at a 1 p.m. news conference. Meanwhile, police are investigating shooting threats at two Green Bay high schools. Ted Allen has more.
Police identified three persons of interest Monday connected to reported threats at Green Bay East and West high schools. The three are juveniles who live in the Green Bay community. Investigators first heard about the threats in the middle of the night from students. A release from Green Bay police said detectives and school officials spoke with the juveniles and determined there was no ongoing threat to the schools.
That's Ted Allen reporting. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
The clock's ticking, but there's still plenty of time to save on great Christmas gifts at Fleet Farm. Tis the season for ice fishing, and we're knocking 10% off select rods, reels, tip-ups, lures, huts, you name it. Visit Toyland and save up to 40% on a bunch of toys for the kids. So come on in and wrap up your shopping today at Fleet Farm, home of the best gift prices guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Mondovi. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden is accusing Madison Congressman Mark Pocan of playing politics with yesterday's school shooting in Madison. Congressman Van Orden took exception to Congressman Pocan focusing on the lack of a farm bill early on Monday instead of the shooting at a Christian school in Madison. Pocan fired back that thoughts and prayers are, quote, useless, unquote. Van Orden said the Twitter tiff was low, even for Pocan. The two do have a history of arguing on Twitter and other social media platforms, often personally attacking each other. Public health managers in Western Wisconsin and Eau Claire say local whooping cough cases have skyrocketed this year. The Eau Claire County Health Department yesterday said there are 26 cases of the whooping cough so far this year in Eau Claire County. That's compared to one case all of last year. The health department is not saying why the whooping cough has become so prevalent this year or just who's getting sick. It's not just an Eau Claire County problem, however. Statewide, public health managers say there's been over 2,000 cases of whooping cough so far this year. Chippewa Falls is set to finalize its new hospital tonight. The city council is being asked to okay the location for the new Asperius Health Hospital. Asperius wants to build on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, just west of Highway 178. The city currently owns that land. The hospital is being seen as one of the replacements for St. Joe's, which closed earlier this year. The hope is to finalize the site tonight, begin work next year, and open the hospital by the summer of 2026. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has identified two people found dead at a home over the weekend. The Sheriff's Department says deputies found 53-year-old Michael Turnipseed and 51-year-old Michelle Turnipseed dead at their home in Chautauqua just before 1 p.m. on Sunday. Michelle was found outside of the home while Michael was found inside. Court records show that Michael was facing domestic abuse charges and that a divorce was proceeding between the pair. You're listening to WRDN News.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
The Ellsworth Police Department and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department received multiple reports of vehicles being struck by an object causing damage over the weekend. According to the Ellsworth Police Department, officers arrested Jeffrey Baker in connection with the incidents. They do continue to investigate and ask any residents who may be victims to contact the department. Residents in the city of Eau Claire will see higher water bills next year. The city yesterday said it would raise the price of water by about 4%. That means the current $74 bill for 3 months of water will jump to $77. Community Services Director Langberg says part of the increase will be used to cover the cost of Eau Claire's new PFAS treatment facility. That's the $120 million project that the city began just a few weeks ago. Those new rates are set to hit the bills in February. Members of Minnesota's congressional delegation are praising the passage of a bill naming the bald eagle as the national bird of the United States. Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with Congressman Brad Finstead and Congresswoman Angie Craig, worked together on the bill, which now goes to the president for his signature. Klobuchar noted Minnesota is one of the largest bald eagle populations in the U.S. and is home to the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. The bald eagle has been part of the Great Seal of the United States since 1782, but it's never been declared the country's national bird. There's a warning about some of the Connie's frozen pizzas that may be in your freezer. Palermo's yesterday announced a recall of about 1,200 Connie's thin crust cheese frozen pizzas sold in Wisconsin. The company says there's a worry that the pizzas may have potential plastic contamination. The pizzas have been pulled from store shelves, but FDA says some people may still have them in their freezers. If you do, simply toss it out or bring it back to the store. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Record holiday travel is expected for Wisconsin. According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today. Snow developing late this afternoon. Highs upper 20s. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow. Lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds. Highs near 20. Be listing for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers at Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15. Here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Vikings extend their win streak to 7 and move into a first-place tie with the Lions atop the NFC North, rolling to a 30-12 win over the Bears on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Sam Darnold passing for 231 yards and a touchdown in the win. Elsewhere, the Falcons knocked off the Raiders 15-9, sending Las Vegas to their 10th straight defeat. The Lions lost running back David Montgomery for the rest of the season with a sprained MCL. He ends the season with 775 rushing yards and a team-high 12 rushing touchdowns. Detroit also losing three other starters for the rest of the season. They'll host the Bears on Sunday. Bucks face Oklahoma City tonight in the NBA's Emirates Cup Championship in Las Vegas. The Bucks 14-11, while the Thunder have jumped out to a 20-5 record on the season. Bucks coach Doc Rivers on playing this tournament in the middle of an NBA season.
It's been great. This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. And there is things you learn. I just can't tell you what they are. But you don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
Wisconsin adding a pair of quarterbacks via the transfer portal on Monday. The Badgers receiving commitments from former San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill and former Maryland starter Billy Edwards Jr. Meanwhile, quarterback Landon Locke announcing yesterday that he is no longer committed to Wisconsin as a part of the 2025 class. Marquette dropped to 9th in both the AP and coaches' top 25 polls following their loss at Dayton on Saturday. The Badgers finally ended their three-game losing streak with a win at Butler Saturday, but it wasn't enough from seeing Wisconsin fall out of the top 25. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Making an impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Buffalo Bills rookie Ray Davis is living a dream playing in the NFL, but he says it wouldn't be possible without a mentor who gave him stability.
I just needed love, man. I needed consistency. I needed somebody who was going to be there and teach me, you know, right from wrong. That will forever be my big brother.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
2311 Racing is using this offseason to expand. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR history on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
There are several teams busy this offseason preparing for the 2025 campaign. Among them, 2311 Racing, the team co-owned by Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan, that will field an additional entry in the NASCAR Cup Series next season with Riley Herbst behind the wheel. The additional car means an expansion from 2 to 3 teams, and current team driver Tyler Reddick believes it should be a smooth transition.
We have great leaders. They'll know what to do. Obviously, the space we have at Airspeed should accommodate that pretty well from that standpoint. So we'll just be learning how we interact with one another as time goes on.
Reddick will be joined by Herbst and Bubba Wallace as the team enters its fifth season. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Stumped over what to do with your garden and landscaping? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hire a garden coach who can give you the advice and encouragement you're looking for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
I love my gardens and I like to make changes here and there, but I'm not always sure how to do it. Sometimes all we need is a fresh eye to hone in on a spot in the garden that's driving us nuts, or advice on how to tear it all up and start over. You can hire garden coaches such as master gardeners and other horticultural experts to help. Robin Hegland is the founder of a garden coaching company and says coaches empower people to have the landscape they want by teaching them the skills they need.
We come out and we meet with the person, maybe sending out a questionnaire ahead of time so we can gather some data, understand what their goals are, how much time are they willing to invest in the space, what level of detail do they already understand. Then when we get together, we take a look at the space together and get to know each other. And out of that, we can develop a program.
Hegland says sometimes it only takes a couple of hours of teaching to pull everything together. However, you and the coach decide how many sessions will be needed to accomplish your goals.
There may be a session where someone comes in and teaches you how to prune, and that comes out of understanding how plants grow. They may teach you how to understand your soil, where to take soil samples, why you send them into labs for testing. They may come in and help you evaluate your spaces for design, so taking a look at how to maximize usage for patios, for decks, and things like that.
Most garden coaches focus on empowering you to do the work yourself. However, there are some who like to get their hands dirty. They'll help you design your garden, plant it, take care of it, and harvest the produce, sharing their expertise with you along the way. Learn more about hiring a garden coach at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
30 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk up 16 to 2046, February up 3 to 20 even, March down 6 to 1994, April up 1 to 1967. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher once again. Barrels up 5.5 to 178.5. 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 186, 4 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 252, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 138, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 74.5, no trades on the day.
Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mostly mixed today, as the trade is still somewhat skeptical of the moving the markets too high until something significantly worthwhile develops this week, at least fundamentally. Now, boxed beef prices have been mixed. Meanwhile, the feeder cattle markets, they are mostly higher as the market continues to see the strong fundamental outlooks, even though there's been some turmoil from the futures complex as traders grapple with the risk and reality that feeder cattle prices are near record levels and profit taking could happen at any point. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly lower once again today as disgruntled traders with pork demand and also no help coming from the cash hog markets continues to pressure prices. December live cattle still up 25 cents now to 192.27. February down 10 cents at 189.87. April down 2 cents to 191.72. January feeder cattle up $1.55 to $2.5710. March up $1.50 to $2.5787. April up $1.27 to $2.5870. February hogs down 75 cents to 82.80. April down 47 cents to 87.77. May down 25 cents to 91.72. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower today with spillover pressure from soybeans as the market's now back at the lower end of the trading range with flat to firm spread action. Now, the daily export wire did see 174,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. Soybeans, though, mostly lower as the selling picks up. Oil is the downside product leader with fresh lows for the move, and that is helping to pressure the markets along with the positive South American weather. Now, the daily export wire saw sales of 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown and 187,000 metric tons sold to Spain. Wheat futures mostly lower as well as the trade fades back to support levels after early strength as wheat follows corn and beans lower. The plains look to be warmer into the end of the month with better moisture possibilities in the second week. MATIF wheat prices were also lower. March corn down 2 3/4 to 442 1/4. May down 3 1/4 to 448 1/2. July down 3 to 452. New crop down 3 1/2 to 436 3/4. January beans down 9 1/2 to 972 1/2. March down 11 to 975. May down 12 1/4 to 983 3/4. New crop down 13 to 985 3/4. January soybean meal up 10 cents to 287. Well, January soybean oil down $1.40 to $40.32. March wheat down 6 1/4 to 543 3/4. May down 6 3/4 to 554 1/4. Minneapolis wheat March down 5 1/4 to 594 3/4. May down 4 3/4 to 602 1/2. Energy markets lower today. January crude oil down 83 cents to 69.88. February down 79 cents to 69.50. January and February gas both down 3 cents, January at 194, February at 195. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A hearing in the U.S. Senate focused on improper dairy product labeling. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
The Food and Drug Administration performs the critical task of providing consumers with clear nutritional information by enforcing labeling standards. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's worked for years with farmers and dairy processors to eliminate the misuse of dairy terms in labeling imitation dairy products. She says FDA isn't clearing up the problem.
In 2023, the FDA published draft guidance that enables misleading product labels to remain on store shelves. The update merely provides voluntary guidance on nutritional labeling to plant-based processors, violating both FDA's rules for standards of identity and the Administrative Procedures Act. It's hard to believe that plant-based alternatives would willingly highlight the nutritional disadvantages of their products compared to real milk.
She said during a hearing that studies show conclusively that consumers mistakenly believe that plant-based alternatives are nutritionally equivalent or superior to dairy products. The imitation products have also been linked to health problems in infants and children. James Jones, Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods at FDA, testified during a hearing about why FDA only institute voluntary labeling guidelines.
If a plant-based milk alternative is labeled as milk instead of, for example, soy milk, that would be a violation. That is not allowable. The law doesn't prohibit the term milk in the labeling of such products as long as the name itself is not misleading. And we have a compelling amount of research that consumers are not misled by using terms such as soy milk or oat milk. They understand that it is not milk. So on the issue of using the term milk, you have to characterize what it is derived from. So it has to say soy milk or oat milk. You can't just say milk on such a label.
The FDA does ask manufacturers to label their products as not nutritionally equivalent to dairy products. Jones says that voluntary guidance is proving insufficient.
As you pointed out, we said we encourage manufacturers of these products to identify that they are not nutritionally equivalent to a dairy product. We have gotten a fair amount of comment that that is not adequate, and then we are taking that comment under consideration. Ultimately, I can't say where we will land that issue, but the nutritional equivalence issue is very much on our radar. And as I said, we've gotten a fair amount of comment along the lines that you've described around nutritional equivalence.
James Jones of FDA. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendations. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, agriculture and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize Sandhill Crane hunts and fund compensation for farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romain Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that it represents the best opportunity for any movement to address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spetzer of Beloit said he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for a standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. U.S. dairy continues to be a growth category at home and abroad. Internationally, cheese and whey exports are bounding for record levels, and at home, Americans consumed 661 pounds of dairy products on a per capita basis in 2023, said Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for CoBank. That 2023 figure is reaching towards the highest level since 1959. That, according to data released in late November by USDA's Economic Research Service. Back in those days, Americans consumed 672 pounds of dairy products as measured on a milk fat, milk equivalent basis. While consumption levels are similar in the 1959 and 2023 comparison, the dairy product mix is far different, Geiger notes. Consumers in the 50s drank a lot more milk than they do today. Legislators are working to try to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded, but there were rumblings over the weekend that essential aid for the nation's farmers wouldn't be included. Farm Policy News said Senate Agriculture Chair Debbie Stebenar moved conservation dollars from the Inflation Reduction Act into the baseline for the Farm Bill. She'd like to take the majority of those funds and put them into a package for farmers immediately. However, Speaker Mike Johnson said the majority of the GOP conference wouldn't support a proposed agreement that adds Inflation Reduction Act funding to the legislation's baseline. House GOP leadership said this is a Democratic priority, even though many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle support the move. Ultra-conservative GOP members want to outright cut those IRA dollars and block any additional federal spending. Additionally, some key Republican leaders want more money included for direct farmer aid. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa joined other colleagues in demanding answers from the Environmental Protection Agency regarding used cooking oil imports. The lawmakers want information on the agency's process for verifying the authenticity of the imports. Responding to a congressional probe, Senior Customs and Border Protection official Troy Miller said the CBP considers UCO imports as pure, even when commingled with virgin vegetable oil such as palm oil. Based on that admission, the senators are slamming EPA's existing verification process as meaningless. Without a robust verification process, the credibility of the renewable fuels standard is at risk, and American farmers are likely missing out on key market opportunities, the legislators said in a letter. Through August, the U.S. has imported an historic 3.2 billion pounds of UCO this year, which is enough product to displace almost 270 million bushels of soybeans. American farmers should be first on the list, the letter said. The Farm Credit Administration's board received an update on economic issues affecting agriculture. The U.S. economy has continued to show modest growth through 2024 as gains in productivity support real wage growth and boost consumer spending. For agriculture, there's a sharp divergence in returns for crop and livestock sectors that has become apparent as producers enter 2025. Cash grain farmers are seeing lower returns with average incomes down sharply this year. In contrast, cattle and dairy farms are forecast to see strong income as lower feed costs benefit producers across the livestock sector. Specialty commodity producers continue to have been exposed to fast-growing costs such as labor and interest on farm debt. Farmland values in most regions have been flat in real terms this year. Early indicators find increasing softness in farmland markets as values decline for low-quality land and the number of transactions fall. Premiums for metro-adjacent farmland, however, have risen. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Expect chances of snow this week in our ag weather forecast. As the system moves in today, we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of snow and 3 to 6 inches of snow across Wisconsin on Thursday with a larger system moving in. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, and we'll have a slight chance of snow developing late this afternoon. We'll have highs upper 20s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of snow, lows 17 to 22, northwest winds at 5 to 10, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 17 to 22, relative humidities at 66 to 71%, northwest winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, and then becoming cloudy late. 50% chance of snow developing, lows from 9 to 14. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%, northwest winds at 5 to 7. For Thursday, 90% chance of snow, highs at 21 to 26. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 25 to 30.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. And you know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. My story and I'm sticking to it.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, "I'm sorry, but we're closed." And she said, "I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse." I said, "I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours." And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, "You'll only get this back on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was no never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening she stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." And then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. And we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the light. I die. Oh!
been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing, man, I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there, swinging your hips and slinging your hair, side to side what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone, gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on, right now just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me, gotta get. All because of last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor, want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. Gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by that you're not the type. They don't know what I know, some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you just the way I saw you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Madison, Wisconsin, classes are canceled at the private Christian school where police say a 15-year-old female student opened fire yesterday, killing two and injuring six others. Police